I don't like it. You do. I can't stand crowds. 94.9 Mix FM, Rob and Josh in the morning. But I guess you get the deals there, huh?
It is. I don't like crowds either, and you know that about me. I don't like crowds, I don't like lines, but it is worth it for the experience, the deals, the bargains, and looking at all of the stuff. I have rejoined Costco.
I feel like an ant, a big anthill when I go in there.
I know you do. I know it drives you crazy. It is like a little field trip for me. My boyfriend and I, we're married. The boyfriend that I had before I was dating you.
Thank you for clarifying.
Not the one I have now.
Yes. He works at Costco.
Yeah. Great deals. He and I used to go on little dates at Costco. We'd take a Friday night and walk around Costco.
Well, that's why you're no longer with him.
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
And aren't the shopping carts like the size of Volkswagens?
They're huge because you're buying stuff in bulk, man.
Well, I'll go with you next time, but you got to push me around.
Great. What a condition. He'll come with me if he gets to ride in the cart. That would be hilarious.
It's Rob and Joss for Mix.
You know what? That could be some great content for our socials.
All right, move on.
So I did rejoin Costco a couple of weeks. I keep kind of going on and off again with it, depending on where we've lived, what we've been doing. And the thing that kind of got me this time around, and I realized, every Costco smells the same. They all have the same, it's sort of like hot dog, cardboard box, wonderful warehouse smell.
Do they have stop and sniff stations?
That would be a lovely addition, okay. Wouldn't it? But I have been in them in different cities. I've even been to Costco in Canada, and it smells the same. And it's just interesting to me how there are places, they're all different. You know, you've got a Target over here and a Target over there. You walk into both, they smell exactly the same.
True.
There's other places like this, too. 775-0949. Oh, my God, I almost forgot for a minute.
You're already walking through Costco, aren't you?
Well, the Subway sandwich shops always smell the same, and it's always good.
Whenever I do go into a mall and I'm near Bath & Body Works, I always smell Moonlight Path. It's my favorite scent.
Oh, I know Moonlight Path, too. Yeah. Yep. Moonlight Path.
Yeah, it's so good.
So good. Somebody gave that to me, and I smelled like that for a good part of my early 20s.
I go by Cinnabon, and I smell like that.
Oh, yeah, Cinnabon.
Cinnamon rolls are pretty good.
Oh, you know what? The middle of a cinnamon roll.
Filet mignon.
Oh, the filet mignon of the cinnamon roll. If you ever run into somebody who does not like the middle of a cinnamon roll, they are suspect. Cut off all ties.
Exactly.
The places that always seem to smell the same.
Home Depot and Lowe's. They always smell exactly the same.
Huh.
Smells like wood.
Close your eyes, you wouldn't know which store you were in, huh?
Yeah, you know, I've never actually tested it. I just know that they have, like, a specific smell. But maybe they're different from each other. I don't know.
Do Home Depots and Lowe's have the same smell, or is there a Home Depot smell and a Lowe's smell?
That's what I'm not sure.
What is it with this investigative reporting here?
Well,
you know, now between Lowe's and which do you think has a more tangy smell?
Okay, now here's my other question, because it's interesting to me how Target and Walmart sell relatively the same merchandise, but they smell different. If you led me blindfold into a Walmart, I'd be able to tell you that's
a Walmart.
I'm sorry,
I think we're spending way too much time on this.